In last week's episode of Soap, Mary decided to try to work things out with Bert, even though he killed her first husband. Corinne decided to leave her mother, Ingrid, and return to her other mother, Jessica. Jody slept with Carol, even though he had decided not to, leaving him somewhat undecided about their relationship. And the jury went out to decide Jessica's fate. Confused? You won't be after this week's episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
You shut up!
Oh, Bert, I thought you were going to set up the bar. What are you doing?
Sitting.
I can see that, Bert.
Mary, I'm so depressed. I mean, I've ruined Danny's life.
Danny, you're not even dressed yet.
I'm too depressed to get dressed. It was all I could do to get out of bed. My life is over.
It is not.
It is. I have to spend my life married to Elaine. When they get here, I'm going to tell Lefkowitz to shoot me.
That does it. Come on, get dressed. No. They'll be here any minute.
It's all my fault. Everything, it's all my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I pushed some guy off a ledge and ruined everybody's life. His, naturally. Danny, because Danny had to kill the man who killed his father, who's me. And because he couldn't kill me, he has to get married to that terrible girl he doesn't love, or else they're going to kill him. And you, your husband gets killed, and you find out later on you're married to his killer. I should let the guy kill me. Everybody would have been better off. Except me, of course, because I'd be dead.
And me, because I love you.
You do?
I do.
But Mary, I...
Shh. Leave it alone, huh? Set up the bar.
Campbell.
What?
Campbell. Yes, my cousin.
That's his name.
Yes, Campbell. They made a mistake on his birth certificate. They wrote Campbell twice, and his parents thought it was illegal to change a birth certificate, so they had to call him Campbell.
Roots. I'm having a killer to cocktails, and you're doing roots.
I've thinking of him before. Mary, he'll help. He lives in Australia. He's loaded.
Bert, later. We'll talk about Australia later.
Danny. Danny.
What?
I got it.
What?
You're going to Australia, to my cousin. You'll be safe there. He lives way back in the bush country. Nobody can find his place.
Australia?
Either that or you marry Elaine.
When do I leave?
First thing in the morning.
All right.
We're all set. It's them.
Oh. Okay, everybody normal.
Act natural.
Be happy.
Smile.
I think we should open the door.
We're here! Hi, Mom. Hello.
Come on, please, give us a break.
Daddy, this is Bert and Mary Campbell. This is my father, Charles Lefkowitz.
I can see you.
Beg your pardon?
Well, aren't you the man that clicks his tongue and makes himself invisible?
No, it's snapping your fingers.
Well, you think you're not here now?
Oh, I'm here. I'm cured.
Oh, wonderful. People drop like flies from heart attacks, but they've licked invisibility.
Hey, what is it with you with tongues licking?
Why don't we all sit down and have a drink?
Yeah, well, you have a little Manischewitz.
Whatever. Danny, sit. You, sit, please. I want to make this brief. Now we're going to have a very gorgeous wedding. And I'm seeing about renting Mantovani and his orchestra. Now, the wedding is in 3 weeks. So if you let me know in the next few days how many people you'll be having, it would be out.
All right.
Don't forget Campbell.
Hey, look, this is right enough to tick.
What's that?
That's my son, Chuck and Bob.
How do you do?
Oh, yeah, I love it. He lives with a doll, and you're the one they put away.
Drill three holes in and I can doll a turf again.
Okay, boy chick, I've had it. Shut up, or I sandpaper your face.
Yes, sir. Get me out of here.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, Jody. Mr. Lefkowitz, this is my brother, Jody.
Oh, the Fagelder. Sit. We're about to discuss the floral arrangements. You'll be good at this.
Sorry, I can't. I have a date.
Carol?
Well, you're not a Fagelder.
I am.
You're both? What do they call them? Acey, Deucey. I think that's worse.
Well, I gotta go. Have a nice night. Nice seeing you again.
Okay. I want a few words with Danny alone.
Come, Bert. We'll show Elaine the yard.
Yard? I want to see a yard.
Shut up. You go look at a yard. Danny, I know what you're thinking.
No, no, you don't know.
Please, I do know. You don't know how you're going to marry such a rotten, disgusting pig like Elaine.
You know.
Hey, I was married to her mother. And you're also probably thinking of running away.
Oh, Mr. Lefkowitz, please.
Well, good. Because if you did run away and I couldn't find you to kill you, I'd kill your family. Bring Elaine home early. See you at the wedding.
Danny, come on, get packed. I'll call Qantas.
Bert, I can't go.
What?
Lefkowitz just told me if I run away, he'll kill all of you. What am I gonna do?
Leave it to me to fall in love with a priest. And now I just know he's coming over here to tell me he's not going to see me again.
Well, at least if you've lost him, you've lost him to God. I lost Walter to Marilyn.
Corinne, Father Flotsky's here.
Tell him to come up.
Here?
Yeah.
This is a bedroom.
So?
So your pantyhose are on the floor.
Stay him up.
Well, okay.
Good luck, sweetie.
Oh, don't leave.
Are you sure?
Yeah, if you're here, he won't say anything bad. If you're here, he won't say anything. You better go. No, stay. I can't hear it alone.
Okay. Corinne.
And don't laugh.
No.
Hi, Corinne. Hi, Eunice.
I'm tempted.
How are you?
Her boyfriend left her. Eunice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't stand it. You're not going to see me anymore, are you?
What are you talking about? Of course I'm going to see you again.
You are?
Sure.
Oh, Tim.
Hey, are priests allowed to do that? Come on.
Corinne, I've made a decision. I've decided to leave the priesthood.
You have?
Yes. And I want to be with you.
Oh.
What's wrong? I thought that would please you.
I'm scared. What if this doesn't work out?
Corinne, I just didn't have the calling. My superiors agree. My mother didn't, but they do. I'm not leaving the priesthood because of you. I'm leaving because of me.
Oh, Tim. I love you. I love you, and I want you.
You got me, Corinne.
You know what I mean.
Corinne, after we're married,
You're asking me to marry you?
No. I've gone to my superiors and asked to be released from my vows because I want to go steady.
You want to marry me?
Yeah, I want you to think about it.
And we have to wait until we're married to...
Oh, Corinne, please. Give me a break. This is not nothing I'm doing.
All right. We'll wait. No lovemaking until we're married.
Good.
So what about petting?
Oh, Corinne.
Necking?
Come on, Corinne.
Okay, can I hold your hand?
Jody, why can't we live together?
Carol, I'm gay. Listen, the other night was nice. It really was, and I've told you that. But I'm still gay. Hey, listen, occasionally I'll have a burrito. I'm not Mexican.
Okay, so you're gay. We can still live together.
Carol, come on.
And how can you be so sure you're still gay? I didn't hear you screaming rape the other night.
Look, I know, okay? We walked in here tonight. I did not look at the hat check girl. I looked at the maitre d'.
Well, we can still live together as friends. We'll have an arrangement.
Carol, no.
Why not?
Because I don't trust you.
Come on.
Carol, you said we just go away as friends, remember? Then you said, oh, we'll just go to sleep, remember? Next morning, I woke up, I felt like Scarlett O'Hara if the Red Butler carried her upstairs.
That will never happen again. We'll get a big place, we'll both have our own rooms.
You have expectations.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, Jody, really. I just want to be with you. I love you. And you said you loved me.
I do, but as a friend.
Well, then we should be together as friends. Hey, you can always lock your door. Get a German shepherd to stand by.
Okay, then.
Okay?
Yeah.
We can? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, but I get to name the dog.
Excuse me, Jody?
Dennis.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, not at all. Carol, this is Dennis Phillips. Remember I told you?
I know.
Dennis, this is Carol David.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, you mind if I join you for a drink?
No, have a seat.
So, how's your wife?
It didn't work out. She left me.
Oh, what happened? The quarterback couldn't complete the pass? Excuse me. I have to go to the powder room. I'll be back.
So you separated. What happened?
It was a disaster.
Why didn't you call?
I figured you'd be furious.
You were just afraid I'd say I told you so.
You wouldn't have said that.
Oh, yes, I would.
Listen, Jody, I made a terrible mistake. And I'm sorry. You can laugh at me and tell me to get lost, but I've got to say it. I love you, and I want you back.
Well, I'm back. Powder room's free. Breakfast.
Out!
No. Now, Benson, I want to cook breakfast, and I want you to eat with us and not serve.
What are you talking about?
We're all going to have breakfast together this morning, like one big happy family.
Is Mr. Tate going to be there?
Yes.
I don't want to eat with him.
Now, Benson,
They said that the jury might come in this morning, and, well, of course, I know I'm not going to be found guilty because I'm innocent. But just in case, I want to cook one more meal. I want to cook it, and I want you to eat with us. Please?
Well, just this once.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, darling.
Benson.
Hi, Billy.
I'm fixing one of your favorite breakfasts this morning.
What's that?
Waffles?
It's not one of my favorites.
I could have sworn it was. What is that you're eating, Billy?
A frozen Snickers. That's one of my favorites.
Put that thing away. You go upstairs and get dressed. Hmm? Breakfast will be ready when you're finished.
Okay, Mom.
Benson.
Mm-hmm.
If something should...
Don't worry. I take care of him just fine. Besides, nothing's gonna happen to you.
Yeah.
Morning, Daddy.
I've got it. I've got a plan that will work and free her this time. The trouble before was I didn't have air support.
Come on, Major, let's get you out of them fatigues. Get you into some parade dress.
Oh, I love a parade.
Morning, darling. How's your cold?
Better.
You sleep well?
Fine. You?
Fine.
I'm making waffles.
I see.
I love waffles.
So do I.
I knew somebody in this house liked waffles. Waffles. I even love the name. When I was little, I used to love to put things inside of each little waffle compartment. You know, like a button in one and a piece of jewelry in another. When I was little, I used to drive my mother crazy. Oh, Chester, I'm so scared. It just all suddenly hit me. It suddenly hit me what could happen. I'm so scared.
Nothing's going to happen, Jess. I promise. I won't let it. I love you far too much to let anything happen to you.
Oh, Chester.
I cannot stand this waiting.
Why, Mr. Malou, you've been through this so many times, I should think you'd be used to it by now.
This is different.
How so?
Because this time I'm in love with the defendant.
Ah. Mr. Malou, I am the defendant.
At first, I thought you were a lunatic. Then as I got to know you, I thought you were the most outrageous, impossible woman I'd ever met. Now I find you the most original and delightful.
I can see right through you. You're just saying that to divert my attention so I won't worry about the verdict. I bet you say that to all your clients.
I don't.
Well, of course, you don't say it to your male clients. Although it would certainly divert their attention.
If they find you guilty and put you away, I don't know what I'll do. And if they find you innocent, you won't need me anymore. Jessica, I'm in love with you.
No, Chester. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Chester, we're learning the hustle. That's it. Loosen up. Come on, Chester. Come on, don't be a stick in the hay. Watch Mr. Malou. Come on, we're dancing our troubles away. One, two, three, four. The hustle. The hustle.
Done?
Miss Knight, if you and the Pips are ready, the jury's coming in.
Oh, Jess. Mary. Oh. Jesse. Well, what's the matter, Mary? Mary?
I think she's trying not to cry.
Why?
Because her mascara will run and she'll look like a raccoon.
Why is she trying not to cry?
Mary, you keep that up. You're going to get the hiccups. You see, she gulps a lot of air. Last time she hiccuped for 8 hours.
Mary, why are you crying or not crying?
She's worried about the verdict, Aunt Jessica.
Is that it, Mary? Is that... Oh, silly Mary. Silly, silly Mary. Come on now. Sit down. Everybody sit down. Mary, listen. You listen to me. I made an appointment to have my teeth cleaned tomorrow. Now, do you think that I would actually do that if I were going to be found guilty? No. No. So you cheer up, huh? Oh, everything's going to be fine.
Smiling.
Who?
The jury.
Mary, juries never smile. Juries and gamblers, they gotta keep straight faces. No, really, they test me before they allow them to serve. They tickle them. If they laugh, they're out.
What do you think, Daddy?
I think if this isn't over soon, I'm going to throw up.
The court is now in session. Judge Anthony Petrillo presiding. Everybody, please rise. All right, be seated.
Will the defendant please rise and face the jury? Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, Your Honor, it has.
Tinkler. Will the foreman please read the verdict?
Your Honor. The jury finds the defendant, Jessica Tate, guilty as charged of murder in the first degree.
No, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Jessica Tate, you've been found guilty by a jury of your peers. You'll be remanded in custody until I pronounce sentence upon you.
I'm innocent.
Jessica Tate did not kill Peter Campbell. One of these five people did. Who killed Peter Campbell? Soap is videotaped in front of a studio audience.